KJAN Sports.
It's time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. High school playoff volleyball underway last night on opening night in the smaller classes. Let's take a look at the results. Start with Class 1A in Region 1. Westwood beat West Harrison 3 in a row. In Region 2, it was Woodbine over Arweva 3-2. Logan Magnolia swept 3 from Heartland Christian. Glidden-Ralston defeated Boyer Valley 3 in a row. Coon Rapids Bear downed Audubon in 3 straight. Riverside a 3-game sweep over Exira EHK. St. Albert also sweeping 3 from Sydney. In 1A Region 4, Stanton over Essex 3-0. Cam defeating Griswold 3-0. Grandview Christian topping Orient Maxburg 3 in a row. Ankeny Christian beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 3 straight. From Region 5, East Union beat Diagonal in 3. Lennox 3 in a row over Bedford. Southwest Valley beat Murray 3-2. Moravia 3-game sweep over Seymour. Lamoni beat Mormon Trail 3 in a row. In Class 2A from Region 2, it was Missouri Valley over West Monona in 3. Tri-Center in Region 3, a winner, 3-1 over West Central Valley, also in Region 3. Central Decatur beat I-35 3 in a row. In Region 4 in Class 2A, IKM Manning beat Ogden 3-1. Also yesterday in Class 3A, first round action from Region 3, it was Des Moines Christian taking 3 straight from Panorama. In Region 4, Clarinda downing Atlantic 3-2. That match all knotted after the first four matches, of course, four games. Atlantic actually was up 2-0, winning 25-22 and 25-21. Clarinda rallied back, though, to win that third game 25-21 and the fourth game 25-18, all tight matches before Clarinda was a winner 15-10 in the fifth deciding game to pick up that 3-2 win over Atlantic. Also, Red Oak swept 3 from Shenandoah, Knoxville 3 in a row over Clark, Centerville beat Sheraton 3 in a row, those winners all advancing. Also, high school playoff action continues tonight in the larger classes. Opening round play this evening includes in 4A Region 1, Spencer at Lamar's and Storm Lake at Denison. In Region 2, Creston at Winterset with ADM at Lewis Central tonight. Well, the final Iowa High School volleyball rankings of the season came out late yesterday afternoon by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. And here's a look in Class 1A. Janesville is on top of the poll, with Wapsie Valley number 2, Galen Catholic number 3, Gladbrook Rhinebeck and Southeast Warren are the top 5. Coon Rapids Bayard is in at number 12, while East Mills is at number 15 this week. In the 2A poll, Western Christian, Wilton, Dyke New Hartford, Boyden Hall, and East Sac County are the top 5. Underwood, the only area team in the poll, at number 9 this week. In Class 3A, Osage, Clarion Goldfield Dows, Mount Vernon, Davenport Assumption, and Unity Christian are the top 5 rated teams. Red Oak is ranked 9th. Kemper Catholic is at number 11 in the poll. In Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier, Waverly, Shell Rock, and North Scott are the top 3. Glenwood is 4th and Western Dubuque 5th. Also in the poll, Lewis Central at number 12, and Carroll is rated at 13th this week. And in the final 5A poll, Dowling Catholic is number 1, followed by Ankeny, Pleasant Valley, West Des Moines Valley, and Iowa City Liberty, the top 5 rated teams. Well, Purdue coach Jeff Brohm will not coach in Saturday's game against Iowa. Brohm confirmed he has tested positive for COVID-19.
It's unfortunate, and it's not ideal timing, but that's the way that the world works today. And I think that our team is in great position right now to move forward. We've had a lot of good work up to this point, a lot of good practices, and I think our team is ready to play.
Co-offensive coordinator Brian Brohm will handle the team on Saturday.
Once I found out I was positive, I immediately isolated and have tried to follow all CDC and medical guidelines, and will continue to do that. But I will be able to work remotely as much as I can until, you know, I'm allowed back with the team.
Brohm says it's the kind of adjustment a lot of teams will have to make this year.
Every week is going to be different. Things will come up for our team and other teams throughout the season. You've got to adapt to it and move forward, and we'll continue to do that. And I think that, you know, no matter what happens to our team as we go, we're going to be ready to play.
Purdue, of course, opening up on Saturday at home, facing off against the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. 12:30 pregame, 2:30 is kickoff from Ross-Ade Stadium. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says no matter what happens at 6th-ranked Oklahoma State, there'll be a lot of season remaining. The 17th-ranked Cyclones will be on the road this weekend, and with a victory, would be in the driver's seat to claim a spot in the Big 12 title game.
There's an entirety to a year, and I think the biggest thing that we've lacked doing is the ability to sustain and stay the course, and not even so much in the win and loss column, but continuing to get better as the season goes.
Cyclones have won 3 straight to open up Big 12 play.
You know, I think for us, our mentality has been, or really worked to be, you know, really one day at a time and just getting better as the season goes and kind of let the chips fall where they may. And so, you know, I think our team has probably really understood that as good as any team we've been around so far. And that's a real hard challenge, and that'll be a hard challenge for us as we continue the season. Can we continue to get better one game at a time and really one day at a time?
The Cyclones aren't sure who they'll face at quarterback. Oklahoma State starter Spencer Sanders injured an ankle on the second series in the opener against Tulsa, and freshman Shane Illingworth has filled in during a 3-0 start. Illingworth completing 73% of his passes while Sanders has been out, and Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy won't say who'll get the start on Saturday.
We're in good shape. We've got 3 guys that are healthy and practicing. So we're in just as good a shape as when we started the season.
Gundy says both quarterbacks could play on Saturday. The Cowboys lead the Big 12 in defense, giving up just over 9 points a game. And Gundy says the challenge gets much tougher this Saturday.
Well, we're going to face some really good quarterbacks here over the next month that are experienced, that have had a lot of success. And so we'll find out exactly where we're at as a team and defensively based on the talent and the skill positions that we're going to face, along with quarterback play and really quality experience.
That game coming up on Saturday. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs controlled time of possession in Buffalo on Monday as they improved to 5-1 on the season. Patrick Mahomes and Clyde Edwards-Helaire highlighted a Chiefs attack that gained 466 yards in total offense in a 26-17 win over the Bills, a game heard yesterday here on KJAN. Mahomes was 21 of 26 for 225 yards, including a pair of scoring strikes to Travis Kelce. Edwards-Helaire provided 161 yards of Kansas City's 245 yards rushing. Mahomes' first scoring toss made him the fastest player with 90 career TD passes. Mahomes did it in his 37th game. That's 3 fewer than the old mark held by Dan Marino. The 4-2 Bills managed just 206 yards in suffering their second straight loss. Josh Allen was 14 of 27 passing for 122 yards, 2 TDs, and 1 interception. It was a nice homecoming of sorts for quarterback Kyler Murray and head coach Cliff Kingsbury as the Arizona Cardinals hammered the Dallas Cowboys, improving to 4-2 on the season. Murray passed for 2 touchdowns and ran for a 3rd in the Cardinals' 38-10 dismantling of the Cowboys last night. The Dallas native misfired on 8 of his first 11 passes and finished 9 of 24 for 188 yards, but Murray hit Christian Kirk in stride on an 80-yard touchdown for a 21-0 lead in the second quarter. Murray also ran for 74 yards as Arizona won their second straight since losing 2 in a row. Dallas still leads the inept NFC East despite just a 2-4 record. Tennessee Titans left tackle Taylor Lewan will miss the rest of the season after tearing the ACL in his right knee. The 3-time Pro Bowl tackle was hurt in the third quarter of Sunday's overtime win against Houston. He started in 85 of his 90 games played since being taken 11th overall by the Titans in the 2014 NFL Draft. The University of Iowa men's basketball team will return to the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota on December 19th to face Gonzaga in a matchup between 2 of the country's top teams. That game will be televised nationally on CBS and will tip off at 11 a.m. Central Time. A limited number of tickets will go on sale at a later date. Masks will be required for all spectators and will be available for free at the door. The Sanford Pentagon will work closely with the schools and individual states and be ready to adjust based on guidelines and safety measures for all involved. Iowa's matchup against Gonzaga replaces this summer's previously announced game against Oregon State in Sioux Falls. That contest will be Iowa's second trip to the Pentagon, which has hosted 28 NCAA Division I men's basketball games since opening in 2013. The Hawkeyes defeated Colorado 80-73 on December 22nd of 2017. This will be Gonzaga's first visit to the Pentagon. This will be the 4th meeting between Gonzaga and Iowa. The Hawkeyes won the first 2 contests in 1984 and 85. While the Zags won the last meeting in the 2015 NCAA tournament, the rest of Iowa's 2021 schedule will be announced at a later date. And the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays open up the World Series today in Arlington, Texas. It's a matchup of the top teams in each league, although the Dodgers and Rays needed seven games to win their championship series. Tyler Glasnow will be the Rays' Game 1 starter one day before Blake Snell takes the mound. The Dodgers will counter with Clayton Kershaw for the series opener. The Dodgers have home field advantage based on their regular season winning percentage. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.